If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
You know when they go from Kareem to Kirby, it is a big boy day, right? Because they only bring out John Kirby for the important issues. You know,
like, I'm a big kid now.
We're going to have a good one today, folks. Get ready, because it just will not end. I mean, this is now, what, 11, 12 days since the debate, and it's not going away anytime soon. We will get to a big take this morning on Joe Biden as the big guy has a meltdown with Morning Joe. Also, the SAVE Act and what they are doing when it comes to ballots in Wisconsin, uber important swing state. We'll get to that this morning as well. We have a White House press briefing meltdown. Trump was on Hannity last night, and we have all sorts of good speculation about who Trump's VP will be, reportedly 6 days away. Apparently, that announcement will come out on Monday, so we'll get to that and so much more. But before we get to all of that, it's a big boy Tuesday, and when it's time to carry some of the big news, we go to Our Lady, the great Dawn Stensland.
I love the big boys. Good morning. It's Tuesday morning, the gift that keeps on giving,
yep.
Right? This Tuesday morning, we are sponsored by United Tire and Kale and Company News Live. And by the way, we are at 78 degrees, but the feels like temperature, as they say, the heat index makes it feel outside like it's 86 degrees. So I know we will talk about this forecast. As Pennsylvania State Police say, they're searching for an escapee. This is a teenager who is believed to be in Bucks County this morning. So one of the prisoners who escaped from Abraxas Academy in Berks County over the weekend was taken into custody last night, according to Pennsylvania State Police. 18-year-old Tyler Lutz taken into custody in Bucks County, and that's from the Township Police Department there. The other escaped prisoner, a 16-year-old, is still on the run. Pennsylvania State Police say, by the way, that the first guy they got, the 18-year-old Tyler Lutz, will be charged with escape in Berks County. So before that escape, they say the 16-year-old who's still on the lam, who's still missing, the 16-year-old, both were seen at the juvenile center Saturday, 4 p.m., and it looks like they made their way. They had an escape plan. They made their way by climbing over a fence, got away. And so Pennsylvania State Police, they're handling the investigation as they often do. Remember, last fall we were talking about 9 juveniles escaping from Abraxas following a riot. They were taken back into custody just one day later.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've had individuals on the lam and on the run. Remember our boy Danilo Cavalcante?
Yes.
Right? Yeah, we were due for one of these stories, I guess.
Yes.
Every 6 months to a year.
So we don't know why they planned their escape at the juvenile center. So maybe the heat. I don't know. We'll have to find out what was going on there that they planned this escape, because now they face even further charges. By the way, they're not releasing why they were in this facility in the first place.
Of course not. Well, we know they're seeking air conditioning, Dawn. That's what they're looking for.
Yeah, right. So we're talking about the weather a lot. Burl is now taking aim at the Midwest this morning after tearing across Texas yesterday. The storm making landfall, and this had happened as we were on early in the morning on Kale and Company yesterday morning, as the storm made its first landfall in the United States as a Category 1 hurricane yesterday morning. And at least 6 people are now confirmed dead. They were killed by fallen trees or by drowning. More than 2 million customers without power across Texas due to torrential rain, powerful winds. And Hurricane Beryl, of course, was deadly. Initially, we knew as it was skirting south of Jamaica and shutting down communications there, stranding tourists, delivering storm surge, flooding rain to the island. I know as far as Texas goes, there was communication between the Biden administration, President Joe Biden, pledging to Texas authorities that they would have as far as federal resources, whatever they need to recover. I'm not seeing any visit planned or anything of that nature by President Joe Biden, but I know that he did release a statement promising they would get everything, all relief aid at the federal level that they would need.
Well, don't worry about it, Dawn. Much like East Palestine, Ohio, you know, Biden will get to it eventually, and Corrine will come out and say, we've got people on the ground. We're taking care of it. The president takes this very seriously.
He does. Oh, my goodness. As we are sponsored by United Tire, talking about the heat advisory again today, posted through tomorrow night, 8 p.m. That looks like when we'll get some relief. Partly sunny today, hot, just steamy, humid. Afternoon thunderstorm, some afternoon thunderstorms possible with technically the high 96, but it will feel as if it's 104 degrees. And that code orange still in effect. In other words, anybody with asthma, we were out on different fields, a football field and a shot put field all afternoon and until 9 o'clock last night. My son got in the car. He said, man, it's tough to breathe.
Wow.
Because he has asthma. So thank God for inhalers, but it's, you know, it's doable, but it's just, especially for people like the firefighters that have been or police officers, first responders, anybody who has to be out there.
Mm-hmm. Was he in football uniform, helmet and pads?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, and they're doing everything right, but they're not canceling.
No, of course not.
It's football.
Yeah, that's right. Just slug some more water and get back in there, Skippy.
That's right. Stay hydrated.
Yes.
And for tomorrow, much of the same. Sun, clouds, hot, humid, afternoon tea storm. More storms likely holding off until later tomorrow night when we get the relief. So the high is 94 tomorrow. Again, it's going to feel much hotter than that. But Thursday, we start to see the storms move in, downpours, and these are the after effects, if you will, of the hurricane that we've seen hit as a Category 1 in Texas, making its way across the country. But 91 degrees, heavy downpours, heavy rains, and that'll tee us up finally on Friday. We'll hit the 80-degree mark, 85-degree, and it'll feel, my God, it'll feel great because it has been so steamy. So be safe out there. Hey, United Tire, if you drive a car, you want it to last, not cost you a ton in the long run. So get your car to United Tire and Service. Just visit one of their 10 locations that's across the Delaware Valley. Visit UnitedTire.com. UnitedTire.com. Don't drive alone. Drive United. And just a heads up, if you have tickets, remember, we begin a new series, Citizens Bank Park, this evening, 6:40 p.m. It will still be steamy at the ballpark. Cross your fingers. Hopefully, Kyle Schwarber and Bryce Harper will return to the lineup after recovering from their injuries. So we're crossing our fingers for that one. But a steamy day at the ballpark. And as we start the series with the Dodgers, hopefully
big stretch.
It goes great. Yeah.
Because they just lost 2 out of 3 against the Braves over the weekend. Yeah. And now all of a sudden Atlanta's hot again. And they're only, I think, 7.5 games behind the Phillies. So they got to get healthy pretty quickly here.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So we should know this morning even. It looks like Kyle Schwarber will be back. Will Bryce Harper be back as well? So we'll watch that one this morning.
Yeah, see, Schwarber got banged up because he was too consumed by Hoagie Fest at Wawa. Too many of those $5 shorties and $6 classics. Gets me every time, personally.
Kale and Company News Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. 6:11 on this Tuesday morning. Let's get ready for another Big Take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
All right, the Big Take this morning, Days of Our Dems Lives, the demise before your very eyes. You know, if politics is professional wrestling, as Stocker likes to say, then I believe the Biden administration to be the most dysfunctional, stable faction or group in political wrestling history. But in actuality, Joe Biden and the Democrats right now are giving America the best soap opera in all of television. Forget whatever soaps that you've consumed in the past, such as General Hospital or The Young and the Restless. The 2024 Biden campaign tops them all. June 27th, 2024 could be the greatest night in the history of Donald Trump's political career, even topping Hillary Clinton with his victory in 2016. Because through it all, after all the court cases, the media collusion, the political hit jobs, the weaponization of government, and the mass hysteria and propaganda spread against him, all it took was for Joe Biden to show us how old, eroded, and shot he really was on a debate stage, and kaboom, Trump is back in the game. And it could be the defining moment of this election cycle. In fact, it's now so bad that Joe Biden had to call into MSNBC's Morning Joe and do a live phone interview with Mika and Joe. Here's the big guy having a nervous breakdown over the fact that he knows that everyone on the left wants to take him out behind the woodshed and put old Yeller out to pasture. Listen and watch.
Have you been tested for any age-related illnesses, pre-Parkinson's, or anything like that that might explain sort of having a night like that where you couldn't finish sentences?
Look, I had before, I was feeling so badly before the debate. When I came back, they tested me for, I thought maybe I had COVID, maybe there was something wrong, I had an infection or something. They tested me, they gave me those tests, I was clear. So, but look, I had a bad night. But the fact of the matter is, look at what I'm doing. I mean, let me put it this way. If there was something that was wrong that night, it's not like it comes and that's one night and goes away. That's why I've been out. I've been testing myself, been testing everywhere I go, going out and making the case. The night of that debate, I went out. I was out till 2 o'clock in the morning that very night. That very night, it drives me nuts, people talking about this.
Living in your world the last 3.5 years has driven me nuts, Joe, but I don't think she was asking if you were tested for COVID. So, Joe, you say you've been tested and you're fine. It was just a bad night. I think Mika was asking you about Parkinson's. But then answer all of America this, Mr. President. According to reports, in 8 months, a Parkinson's expert visited the White House 8 times, visitor log show. An expert on Parkinson's disease has visited Joe Biden's White House 9 times since November 2022, visitor log show. 8 of those visits came from Dr. Kevin Kennard, a Walter Reed neurologist, between last summer and this spring. It was first reported over the weekend that Dr. Kennard met with Biden's personal physician, Dr. Kevin O'Connor, in January. Now the frequency of his trips has been revealed. The White House documents visits show from July of 2023 to March of 2024. More recent trips have not yet been disclosed. It is unclear if Dr. Kennard was at the White House to discuss Biden's health or whether it was an unrelated meeting. But it has fueled more questions about the 81-year-old's health since his disastrous debate performance. That report, according to the New York Times. And as always, Joe got worked up, and we got to see and hear the angry, defiant Joe Biden. Here's the big guy calling out his doubters on MSNBC's Morning Joe. Listen and watch.
The American public is not going to move away from me as an average voter. And again, I'm here for 2 reasons, pal. One, to rebuild the economy for hardworking middle-class people, give everybody a shot. Just a straight shot. Everybody gets a fair chance, number one. Number two, remember all this talk about how I don't have the black support? Come on, give me a break. Come with me. Watch. Watch. I'm getting so frustrated by the elites. Now, I'm not talking about you guys, but about the elites in the party who they know so much more. If any of these guys don't think I should run against me, go ahead, announce the president. Challenge me at the convention.
Number one, the average working class man can't afford your economy, pal. And then number two, you want to talk about a shot, a straight shot? Yeah, I'm running out of whiskey myself. And number three, it's so glorious seeing and hearing Joe Biden call out his fellow Democrats who want to oust him. What he's doing here is he's essentially saying his own party, the elites, are an attack or an assault on democracy. That is poetic justice. But so how bad is it right now compared to this time 4 years ago? What was it like in June and July of 2020? Joe Biden claims the polls were wrong then and they're wrong now, except CNN's Harry Enten says that's not the case. Listen and watch this.
I just want to point out where the polls are now, where they were at this point back in 2020, and Joe Biden's worst position in the polls back in 2020. Right now, Donald Trump leads in an aggregate of national polls by about 3 percentage points. If you go back 4 years ago at this point, Joe Biden was ahead by 9 points. This right now don't look anything like what we saw 4 years ago at this point. I then decided to take it a step further. What was Biden's worst 2020 polling position? He was ahead by 4 points, which basically matched what he ended up beating Donald Trump by in the national popular vote. So this 3-point advantage for Donald Trump is Donald Trump's best position versus Joe Biden, whether you include the polls this year or you include the polls last cycle. The idea that the polls underestimated Joe Biden last time around, simply put, does not hold any water, Mr. Berman. No.
And it's just remarkable. If you look at all of the networks that used to destroy Donald Trump, they are now beating Biden like a pinata on a daily basis. But the truth is this, all of this chaos, turmoil, and disarray could be falling on deaf ears for those who are checked out for the summer, who have made up their minds already, even before the debate last month. And that's the scary point. There's a lot of women out there that do not care at all about Biden's current cognitive state. They're going to vote for Joe Biden no matter what. Case in point, talking head from The View, Whoopi Goldberg. Listen and watch this.
I don't care if he's pooped his pants. I don't care if he can't put a sentence together. Show me he can't do the job, and then I'll say, okay, maybe it's time to go. Now, he had a bad night the first time that he went out and debated with Kamala Harris. And everybody wanted him to quit then, say, you can't talk to women like this. Are you doing this wrong? You're doing that wrong. He came back, said, you know what? I got it, and gave 4 years. So, yeah. I have poopy days all the time. I step in so much poo you can't even imagine. Now, I'm not running the world, but I don't know anybody who doesn't step in stuff at some point. So I'm just simply saying, yeah, there are two debates. And if he can't do what he needs to do for the second debate, I'll join any crew that says get rid of him. But loyalty to me, if you are doing the job, I might not like everything you're doing. I don't like it all. But I'm going to stand behind you like those guys stand behind the guy who should have been the person people were talking about saying, yeah, Biden had a bad day, but this guy couldn't tell the truth if it split his lip.
You can tweet me. You can fire up the YouTube chat. You can scream from the highest mountaintop how you hate The View. You hate Joy Behar, Sonny Hostin, and the other clowns on that show. But it still doesn't change the fact that there's a contingency of voters out there that exist, and they will be a major factor this fall. And that mindset, that mentality, that rationale that you just heard permeates throughout this country with females when you bring up the name Donald Trump. I'm just telling you. And Donald Trump might have to fend off a female to win re-election. And apparently that could be Kamala Harris. Now, here's a laugher. The Daily Beast with a column written by David Rothkopf with this headline, quote, it's time to get used to the idea of President Kamala Harris. If Kamala Harris runs, she has a very good chance of winning, given Donald Trump's grotesque defects and her strengths. Now, that's funny. No, seriously, it really is funny. I don't think she has a chance in hell of beating Donald Trump. Not at all. In fact, if Joe gets benched and they bring in Kamala, I feel even better. And what exactly is she strong at? The border? The borders are? No, she got reassigned to be the queen of artificial intelligence. She hasn't done anything in almost 4 years other than her 2024 abortion tour. But the last time she was functional in any professional capacity when she was locking up weed users in the Bay Area. I don't know, maybe the Daily Beast misspelled Michelle Obama, but we know she's not in the equation. What a staggering column to write. But the Veep is staying loose, and that is a concern. Taking the ultimate stance of hypocrisy when it pertains to democracy. Here is Kamala Harris on the threat that Donald Trump poses. Listen and watch.
This is probably the most significant election of our lifetime. You know, we have said it every 4 years, but this here one is it. We are looking at an election that will take place in 122 days.
122.
Where on one side, you have the former president who is running to become president again, who has openly talked about his admiration of dictators and his intention to be a dictator on day one. who has openly talked about his intention to weaponize the Department of Justice against his political enemies.
She's an absolute joke. You can't take anything she says with an ounce of credibility. Everything they claim Trump will do, they themselves are doing and have done. I would say this can't be real life, but no, it actually is. But I don't think it's going to come to that. Not as long as Joe Biden is breathing and Jill Biden is scheming. Joe Biden issuing this statement yesterday as he defends himself to congressional Democrats who want to oust him, saying, quote, "Despite all the speculation in the press and elsewhere, I am firmly committed to staying in this race, to running this race to the end, and to beating Donald Trump," end quote. At this point, Joe can't race, but it sure seems like the big guy is going to die on this hill of trying to defeat Donald Trump a second time, and it looks like Joe is riding with Biden. Meanwhile, the Trump campaign, they get to sit back and watch the soap opera unfold in real time with the rest of us as Democrat unity appears miles and miles away. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
All right, Big Take this morning. If you want to jump in, 855-839-1210 on social media at 1210WPHT. And, of course, fire away in the YouTube chat. It's the Kale and Company comment community. Just go to youtube.com/@1210WPHT. Hit the like and subscribe buttons. We'll get everybody's thoughts as to yesterday's theatrics and also the SAVE Act, as well as a pivotal battleground state now reversing course 2 years later as another election approaches. If you can't beat them, change the rules, I guess. We're back after this here on Kale and Company on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Sean Farish, let me get your thoughts from everything that transpired yesterday in Biden world again. I mean, I don't know, when you've got a Parkinson's expert showing up 8 times over the course of basically a calendar year, and then you send out the big guy, or Joe just basically goes in and calls into the bat phone on MSDNC and starts yelling at his two most favorite cheerleaders. I would say there was a lot that unfolded yesterday in the world of Biden.
Correction, you called him the big guy. He's the big boy now. 10% for the big boy.
The big
boy. We're rolling with that. Second, we created a new rule yesterday as well. The eclipse glasses now apply to Whoopi Goldberg also. So okay. While she was playing during the big take, I had mine on, you know, just to be safe. Obviously, prolonged exposure to Whoopi Goldberg can cause retinal damage. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Listen, this whole situation, right, surrounding Biden, surrounding Harris, what you were talking about, all this about how she could. I was laughing my tail off. I don't have a tail. Well, because I laughed it off. But I was listening to this whole conversation around, can Kamala win? The fact that there are people who think that this woman can actually beat Donald Trump is just, it's alarming to me. Mm-hmm. Because what are you basing that off of? This is somebody who, like, the Democrats didn't even want. She didn't even make it through Iowa. And actually, I don't even know if we know who won that Iowa caucus from 2020. I think they're still counting those votes. but this is the craziest part about the whole Biden scenario. So now you have AOC coming out and endorsing him. Yeah, that's okay. Great. That's nice. You have Maxine Waters doing a Kermit the Frog impersonation yesterday in a neon green highlighter coming out and endorsing him. You know, you have him, as you said, calling into his top two cheerleaders, Mika and Joe. And, you know, he was upset. Oh, I'm getting frustrated with all this. And I'm like, are you really? Ain't no fun when the rabbit's got the gun, right? This is only what they've been doing to Trump for the last 8 years. Mm. If he can't handle 8 days of it, which is essentially all it's been, then how the heck is he going to handle another 4 years in the White House? Right. So, you know, I'm looking for President Biden, big boy Biden, 10% for the big boy. I'm looking for him to and I'm really trying to figure out a bit here. So, I'm looking to see, you know, how he's going to handle it. I'm looking forward to Thursday, big boy Thursday, where he's supposed to have this this press conference. You know, hopefully nobody's fed questions and gets fired afterwards. That would be a shame.
Dawn, isn't that the scary part that you can have? Because I play that clip of Whoopi Goldberg and I say, that right there, in a nutshell, is my mother-in-law. That right there is what I believe many females and some males out there that they're just basically saying, I don't care if Joe Biden is basically on life support. And what you're telling me then is you're really not voting for Joe, because we know Joe's not running the show. So you're good with Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Barack Obama, and a bunch of staffers and aides that are all super left-wing nut jobs that check off a bunch of goofy boxes with bad haircuts and nose rings. Like, that's what you're voting for.
There's a word for that.
Yes.
It's called cult.
Correct.
That's what it is.
I mean, I would say, Dawn, that this cover-up of Biden's health the last 3 or 4 years, despite the fact that we all knew he had legit issues, you could throw this in there with the Clinton scandal. You can throw this in there with Watergate. This is a governmental cover-up, I think, of historical proportions. And that's the scary part, that this voting base out there, they don't care. That's what Trump's running against. So I thought that was interesting.
You know what, though? I will say this. First of all, it's the least of all the cover-ups that I really want to get to the bottom of,
okay. Quite
frankly. All we're talking about is Joe Biden's health and whether Kamala, that's why I was like, let him run. Let Kamala run, let Joe run, let it rip. Because, you know, when Whoopi Goldberg, who is a very wealthy, I mean, obviously she's a comedian, Hollywood actress, very wealthy. When she talks about excrement in a serious way, I'm just saying, you know what? We've been putting up with a lot of excrement with the people. And I'm a little worried that we're talking about Biden all of these days and his health, and clearly there's a cover-up, and clearly they've been exposed. But we're, 4 months from an election? Let the election decide. At this point, move forward, talk about the issues and the excrement that this administration has seriously left all of us to deal with. And I'm talking about the crime, the border that's out of, it's not even a border, it's a crosswalk, you know, and the criminals unvetted that have come across that, by the way, are preying on the very community that also may be coming over and is trying to get legal asylum or a green card or some kind of a pass, whatever. But to me, let's talk, stick to the issues and talk about the issues and get back to business and talking about the excrement, the trail of the excrement that this administration, its horrible policies, have left us with.
855-839-1210 is the number. Let's grab our buddy Ed in Del Ran. He's up first this morning here on Kale and Company. Ed, you're on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Hey, let's talk about these tremors and this political earthquake after your big take. And here's what I'm going to tell you. The reason that some of the Democrats are now wanting to throw Biden over the bus is because the big donors are falling off. He's been falling off consistently with the polls. He could be the zombie apocalypse and dead totally in the brain, which he pretty much is. And they would still promote him if he had high ratings. They would still tell you the lie.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason they want to get rid of him is because they're down in the dumps.
Yeah. And Ed, you're right when you talk about the donors and the money drying up. I got a story right here in front of me, and thanks for the call as always, Ed. Abigail Disney, the bazillionaire Walt Disney Company heiress, has now demanded that Joe Biden drop out and says Democrats will lose, and she pledges to stop donating money until he drops out. You know, it's interesting, Sean, like 2 weeks ago, we had a couple of stories, some of the big investors out in Silicon Valley, all the money men out in the smart world of the country, so to speak, all basically saying, you know what, we thought Trump was a risk, we didn't want to back him in 2016 or 2020, but even now our bottom lines are being affected. So I always thought money talks, and when Silicon Valley starts to endorse Trump and Disney's going to bail on Biden, sometimes you just have to read the writing on the wall, and the money's talking right now.
Yeah, and listen, you have, again, this is the left having to deal with what they created, right? Mm-hmm. Cancel culture and entitlement, right? Well, you know, Abigail Disney, she's going to withhold her donations. Great. You know what I mean? Fine. Absolutely. And it's so funny. I heard in the Mika and Joe clip that you played, right? Biden saying, oh, well, you know, if anyone thinks they could beat me, challenge me. You wouldn't let anybody challenge
you.
Yeah. Can we get RFK on the phone? I know it's hard to understand him sometimes, but can we get him on the phone and maybe, you know, ask him, hey, Bobby, I call him Bobby. I've known him for a long time, Bobby. I say, did you Didn't you try to run against Joe? They rigged it against him. They wouldn't even give him Secret Service protection. They gave it to Nikki Haley. They wouldn't even give it to him.
Mm-hmm.
So here's Biden talking out of obviously both sides of his mouth or something else. I don't know whether the orifice it was coming out of. It stinks is the bottom line. Oh, challenge me. Well, you wouldn't let anybody challenge you. That's the Democrat Party in a nutshell, right?
Mm-hmm.
They pick their guy. He's talking about the party elites. The party elites put him in power. Super Tuesday 2020 cycle. They had all of the moderates drop out right before Super Tuesday to coalesce behind Biden to screw over Bernie Sanders, which is the second time they screwed over Bernie Sanders. The second consecutive time they screwed over Bernie Sanders. Now, I'm no Bernie apologist, okay? But it was the second time they've done it. And now you're talking about how the elites are bad. The elites are the only reason Joe Biden's in this position in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so funny hearing him and hearing all of these people kind of circle back, right? To take one from Jen Psaki and play both sides of the fence here. It's really laughable. Now, it looks like the civil war in the Democrat Party starting to come to an end. People are realizing it's going to be Joe. Great. We knew he wasn't getting out of the way. Right. We knew Dr. Jill, fake doctor, which, by the way, if you call her that on X, they will go crazy. And it's a lot of fun. It's very entertaining. You know, fake Dr. Jill isn't going to give up power. Joe Biden's probably not going to give up power. Hunter Biden's the one telling Joe what to do, sitting in on meetings. I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah, he's apparently the Axios with a report saying he's the gatekeeper now at the White House.
The gatekeeper.
Hunter Biden.
A crackhead.
Yes.
Folks, this is not a joke. He just he snorted Parmesan cheese. Look, how is a crackhead the gatekeeper for the president of the United States?
It's madness. A 54-year-old convicted felon. Yes.
This is like
these liberals, they're in a cult, right? All vote for Joe Biden no matter what. I had one guy yesterday. He called me a cultist.
Yep.
I said, oh, really? You're pledging blind loyalty to a grown man who wears Pampers and can't stay up past 8 o'clock at night. You said you're going to vote for him no matter what.
Yep.
But I'm in a cult.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
Don, you were going to say?
No, you reminded me when you said the gatekeeper, I thought this is like a Biden remake of Ghostbusters.
Yeah, we need the keymaster, man. Yeah, who's the keymaster? If Hunter's the gatekeeper, who's the keymaster?
It's like crazy time.
And who's playing Rick Moranis? That's what I want to know.
I'm just worried that Republicans, everybody's sort of basking in this, and Republicans are stepping back. And right now, Republicans and GOP, RNC need to say, okay, what are they plotting?
Right.
What are they plotting right now? Because what the freak out is over, as Ed alluded to, you alluded to, is that Biden is clearly losing. And think about, you know, Sean, you said something about, you know, the party of the elite. I looked up Abigail Disney. She won't even admit how much money she inherited, but it's telltale that by the time she was 21 years old, she's in her 60s now, she had given away $70 million.
It's amazing.
We can't even wrap our brains around.
She gave away more before she could legally purchase a beer than the rest of us combined will make in our lifetime.
Oh, yeah.
My gosh.
So you think about elite. And then think about what Democrats are. I mean, here in Pennsylvania, we don't have the budget yet, but they're fighting over lifeline scholarships, which Josh Shapiro, governor of Pennsylvania, promised as a campaign promise, went on Fox News even when he was campaigning. And these lifeline scholarships are to the poorest children. You have to be in poverty or working class at a very low level, but you also, combined with that, have to be in a poor performing public school district. And they're refusing to give these vouchers, their own state tax dollars, basically. It doesn't cost anybody a thing. That's what they're fighting over.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about the party of the elite.
Yeah. And you talk about what are the Democrats planning? What are they plotting? What do they have lined up? And I get the sense you're saying, hey, Republicans, don't let your guard down. Don't get overconfident and cocky. We'll move this SAVE Act stuff that I want to get to and Wisconsin's Supreme Court voting law that got changed. We'll move that to later in the 7 o'clock hour. I want to actually bring this up because you just mentioned, what are Democrats plotting? Well, according to Semaphore, there's a 5-bullet point plan. What would a blitz primary look like if the Democrats open things up, if a Joe Biden dropout would occur. I'll give you the five on the other side, and we'll see if you guys think this makes sense as something that plausibly could happen later this month or into August. 855-839-1210. What would it look like if Joe drops out? Those details coming up next. Kale and Company, Nick, Dawn, and Sean here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Joe's like the grandfather or the great-grandfather, and Kamala is like the granddaughter or the great-granddaughter. And the rest of us, us little peons and peasants, we are basically on our way to softball or baseball practice, right? And there's only two people that can take us to practice. It's either G-Pop or Pop-Pop and the granddaughter. But the problem is with the Democrats right now, Pop-Pop shouldn't be allowed to be behind the wheel anymore, right? And the granddaughter doesn't have her driver's license. So what do? You just grab the wheel, you put your seatbelt on, you pray, and hopefully you get from point A to point B without crashing and burning. That's kind of where the Democrats are right now. And I still think that between the defiance of Joe and the diabolical nature of Dr. Jill, doctor of whatever it is, I don't know, but she's not a real doctor.
She's a PhD.
Yeah.
She's like Dr. Phil, PhD.
And PhD in education.
She's a doctor in name only. Yeah,
it's
literally.
It's the Bobo PhD.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you've got Heinz ketchup and then you've got like Bobo ketchup. That's like a real doctor versus somebody with an educational degree in
like
PhD.
A knockoff.
But a knockoff. Yeah, correct.
Well, actually, you know what we can call her? A cheap fake.
Cheap fake.
Yeah, she's a cheap fake doctor.
She's a cheap fake.
She is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the professors that are listening to this show. But if somehow, some way, Joe were to step aside, right? So Semaphore has a breakdown of what they say is a blitz primary, which could open up the Democratic race if Biden drops out. Let me just float these five bullet points to you guys and see if you think that this is a realistic scenario. So step number one, Joe Biden would step down as the Democratic nominee in mid-July. So we'll call that next week, and announce the new system with backing from the Vice President Kamala Harris. That's step one. Step two, potential candidates would have a few days to throw their respective hats in the ring. The Democratic Party would then begin a primary sprint in which the six candidates who received the most votes from delegates pledged to run positive-only campaigns in the month leading up to the convention. Bullet point number three. The Blitz primary would involve weekly forums with each candidate moderated by cultural icons, Michelle Obama, Oprah, and Taylor Swift, among the names floated in the memo, to encourage voters. That's bullet point three. Two more. Bullet point number four. The nominee would ultimately be chosen by the delegates using ranked choice voting before the start of the Chicago convention on August 19th. And then bullet point five. It would be announced with plenty of fanfare on the third day of the gathering. The memo imagines the nominee would be unveiled on stage and supported by Biden, Barack Obama, and the Clintons. There's your five-point bullet point blitz primary if Joe were to drop out. Is that, short of the ridiculous stuff like with Taylor Swift and Oprah, is that a plausible scenario that you could see playing out?
Sean, first of all, sounds like a blast. Sounds like a blast. This sounds like chaos.
It'd be great, you know, content for this
show. Democrat Party. Yeah, it would be phenomenal content. I'll tell you that much. I don't think that's realistic. First, I got to go. I have questions. Okay. I have a couple questions, right? You said there's G-Pop, there's Pop-Pop, and he's driving the car. I need to know, what about Corn Pop? That's number one. Number two, you had asked about Joe is the grandfather, Kamala is the granddaughter. Is he acknowledging this granddaughter? Because he doesn't always do that. That's
Navy,
number two.
Navy Jean Roberts.
Yeah, right. Number three, now we'll go back to what we're... Number three is this whole blitz primary thing. I don't think it's realistic at all. In that, you know, I know the donors are talking about it and some of the delegates are talking about it. I mean, I guess it could happen, but I don't think it's something that I don't think it's something that will happen. A, because I don't think either Joe or Jill are going to drop out of the race, but B, it seems just kind of chaotic. And I feel like if Joe does step down there, it's Kamala. It's Kamala. And that's it. There's not, at this point, I don't think the Democrat Party is going to want any more chaos and a blitz primary in the right before the convention. And again, they're going to have to do this before August 7th, or whoever they nominate is not going to be on the ballot in Ohio. Mm-hmm. They're still going to run into questions in Wisconsin. They're still going to run into questions in Nevada. They're still going to run into questions potentially in Georgia. So I don't think it's I don't want to say it's not realistic. Anything can happen, but I certainly don't think it's likely. If you were to ask, do you think that's going to happen? I would say probably not, like a really good chance that doesn't happen. I think the Democrat Party is looking now to avoid any amount of chaos going forward, considering what the last 10 or so days have been for them.
Dawn, do you think it happens, or do we start to see the unified front once again?
I think that they are trying to figure it out, and that's what I always worry about, because the Democrats, they always meet here in Philadelphia. They always somehow, they come up with some plan, and they always then will fall in line with each other. So the fact that these two influential operatives within the Democrat Party, they're circulating this memo, and they're trying to lay out a plan, and it sounds like they're brainstorming. So they're putting this out there, they're leaking it to the media, and then they're trying to kind of, you know, flesh it out, basically a blitz primary. What would that look like to replace Joe Biden? I just think it's interesting that in their memo they qualify by saying if Joe could be convinced to bow out, because I think they're acknowledging he would have to go along with it. He and the first lady would have to go along with this because they need those delegates. Mm-hmm. Because remember in the letter that, you know, we talked about yesterday where he puts out there, I've got the delegates. Yep. I've got the power. Right.
I do not like this idea from the standpoint of I think it could work if they put it in play. And I say that for two reasons. We know what the knowns are. Like, and there's a lot of people in life, they don't like the unknown. They don't like, well, is there an afterlife or not? What if I lose my job? How am I going to pay my bills? We like our routine. We like when we can come to the conclusion of, okay, this is the way this person is. This is the way this policy is. And what we know is that Joe is a completely shot fighter. He can't champion his policies. They don't even really attack Trump's policies. They just paint Trump as a threat. And we also know second in command is a total space cadet out in left field, you know, talking about electric school buses and what it's like to be in space. So I feel very comfortable with the known, and that is Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. This possible idea worries me a little bit because it's the unknown. And there might be people out there that are saying, well, I'm not going to vote for Trump and I'm done with Biden. But OK, I'll take a flyer on something that we never had before. That worries me in a razor thin election. I don't know if that's a loser mentality that I'm, you know, portraying here, but I don't like the idea of being thrown a curveball here in the bottom of the eighth inning of an election season. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
OK,
it does.
All right.
And here's the thing. I think the plan, this whole illegals voting thing, I think that's the route that they're going. And there's, you know, to the liberals out there who want to come back and say it's illegal for non-citizens to vote. OK, mm-hmm. It's also illegal for illegal aliens to illegally enter the country. Now you're giving them the opportunity to vote. You know, they're not outwardly doing it, but look at Arizona. You can see what Elon tweeted about yesterday, but this is something that's been going around and been circulating for a while. If you don't show proof of citizenship when you register to vote in Arizona, you're given what's called a federal only ballot. So you can only vote in federal races, Congress, Senate, and the presidency.
Yep.
Do you think illegals who come here, oh, they're just in search of a better life? Great. They came here illegally. They broke the law day one. Action number one. You don't think they're going to break the law again to continue receiving all of the free benefits?
It's also
illegal. You're saying that's out of the realm of possibilities?
Yeah. It's also illegal to speed. It's also illegal to drink and drive. It's also illegal to do a bunch of whole other things. And people still do it. We'll get to all of that coming up in hour number two. Dawn will have some news to kick off the 7 o'clock hour. We're going to get to the SAVE Act and also the Wisconsin Supreme Court with a major reversal on ballot drop boxes. We'll hit on that. Mm. I've also got some polling data, and the Veep conversation on the Trump side of the aisle continues to heat up. We'll get to all of that before we get to the cut sheet at 7:45. It's Kale and Company on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.